Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, boy. That was rough.
Morning.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
I don't know about good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. Lions had their measuring stick game.
Yep. They didn't measure up.
They certainly didn't, John.
It's a rough one.
Why'd they lose that game?
Well,
there's no shortage of things for people to call and bitch about today, and we've got 4 hours to hit all of it thoroughly. But just looking at you right now to start the show, why did they lose that football game? Biggest reason?
They lost in the trenches on the offensive side. That's the easiest way to put it, and that goes to the protection of Jared Goff and him being inaccurate. Now, there's again. Plenty to talk about with the quarterback position, wide receivers, but it was, I thought it was the offensive line. And even if, hey, you're going for it on fourth down, and it is, you got to have it, and your all-world, all-pro right tackle gets beat right off the bat, I don't know what Jared Goff is expected to do, honestly. And yeah. I'm not going to defend him too much, but... Whether it was getting hits on the quarterback, it was batting balls down. I think they had, what, 5 batted balls?
Yeah, Jalen Carter had a couple of them. Jordan Davis had a couple of them.
And one of them obviously led to that first interception. That's where it all came down to. And what did I tell you at last week? Key to the game was being able to win at the line of scrimmage. Now, defensive line, hey, nice. I thought that they did a tremendous job.
In an alternate reality, we're highlighting how great this team was at stopping the tush push.
Right.
And we're highlighting the defensive effort, which was good enough to win, and they wasted a top-notch defensive performance. Short field, sudden change. You mentioned from the jump, this defense gave them chance after chance after chance, and they squandered them all.
If you would have told me at the start of this game that the Eagles would go punt, field goal on a great field position, but then it was punt, 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 field goal, and then they don't score a touchdown until their final possession of the first half, I would have thought, hey,
Lions are up.
We're in pretty good position. I mean, you force that many punts for that offense, and it hasn't been a dominant offense, but with Saquon Barkley, with the ability of Jalen Hurts to tuck it and run it and throw the ball downfield to some good receivers, and they've had their issues, but to start off with that many punts, forcing that many punts, and just a couple of field goals, I would have thought, hey, they'd have been up 10 points going into halftime. Yeah. But when you lose the battle at the line of scrimmage offensively, there's not much you can do.
Jared Goff, per Next Gen Stats, 1-for-14 under pressure. The one was the JMO 40-yard touchdown, and we can't even fully celebrate that play because he picks up a dumbass penalty, which would have given them the lead. They kick an extra point from normal distance instead of further back with the wind. The one touchdown they scored even is soured because because John, by the way, he's already been penalized for this once before in his career. Like, come on, dude. This is the ultimate JMO encapsulation.
Right.
Faster than everybody. Wow. Look at how great this is. Mixed in with a little dumbassery. John, like that's the only touchdown they score. And they do themselves no favors. That's the one completion Goff had when he was pressured. So, yeah, like problem number one is he was pressured too often. Problem number two is he can't handle the pressure.
Well, it's okay. Normally when it's just a blitz, like he's very good at dissecting and the getting rid of the ball with the blitz. But this is this goes back to the Minnesota game. And if you have zero time to be able to look downfield and deliver the ball, get rid of the ball, that is, you know, and there were times where he's getting rid of the ball and it's, hey, he's dirting it because there's just nothing available. He doesn't want to take a hit, doesn't want to take a sack. It's
well, and you know what really shows up is the money downs. I don't think they did a bad job getting to third and manageable or even fourth and manageable, but John, they went a combined 3 of 18.
Yeah.
On third and fourth down, highlighted with 0-for-5 on fourth down. And I'm just going to get out in front of this. We're going to get some calls today that are going to say he should have taken the points. And we'll talk through it.
Yeah.
Here's my thought. 3 of those 5 fourth downs that they went for it and didn't get, they were not in field goal range. So take the points was only possible with 2 of them.
Right.
And let's say he does. He sees it's a defensive game. He shifts his philosophy, plays for this one. Add 6 points, and they lose by JMO's penalty. They needed to score a touchdown. To me, it's an execution issue. I don't fault him for going for it on these fourth and manageables. You gotta convert one or two of them, which is historically what they do and how they win.
Right, and we celebrate the fact that, hey, they convert a lot of fourth downs. We love the fact that Dan Campbell's aggressive. So we can't then say, and there are people that have said, hey, it's going to bite them in the backside, and it did tonight. Like, okay, you're right. But for the most part, we love how aggressive they are, and they've needed to be aggressive at times. They needed to be aggressive last night. However, in a game where you know it's going to be tough, both defenses are playing extremely well. Your own defense is playing great, not just good, but great. Now, hey, 3 points makes a big difference. You give your team those 3 points and you go out there and say, instead of, well, our defense can stop them, how about 3 points and our defense can stop them?
Yeah. You wake up today, you'll notice one thing. Lions aren't in the playoffs. Not going to do doomsday. There's a lot of football left. But I think if you would have told people headed into week 12, the Lions would not be in the playoffs, it would be jarring. So, look, there's a lot to talk about today. 248-539-9797. We'll have open lines. Want to know why they lost the game, the biggest takeaway. I don't think we have to ask some convoluted question. There's a lot to talk about from that game.
Right, and it's... All right, I'm gonna hit a pause button on the they're not in the playoffs.
I know. It's just a wow.
But at the beginning of the season, now we didn't think that the games would play out the way that they have. But what did we say after 10 games? If they could be 6-4, get to the back end of this schedule, they'll be rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
We didn't think that the wins would be the wins that they have, the losses would be the losses that they've had, but we did earmark this trip to Philly as, hey, that's going to be a measuring stick game. And the offense, as we started off saying, did not measure up.
Yeah. And I do think part of this now, too, is they faced 3 top 10 scoring defenses this season. 0-3.
Yeah. Oh, and just look at Philly and Green Bay last week. Everybody was like, oh, Green Bay, Jordan Love, they can't score, you know, anything against this defense. Well, okay, neither did our offense. This is a good defense, so got to give credit to Philly.
Of course.
They're a really good defense, and it may be the best defensive front. Secondary, not so much.
The reality is you got to beat 4 straight fronts that are going to be good to win a Super Bowl, and they aren't beating any of the great fronts. And again, they won't have the one seed. They'll have to win 4 playoff games to win a Super Bowl. John, they're effectively 3 games back of the one seed now. That's why this was such a big game.
Right.
So look, we got phone calls to get to. I see you guys waiting. Ticket, text, phone calls. We're getting after it bright and early. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1. Football season's heading into crunch time, and so is your calendar. Between work, family, game days, holidays, it's easy to forget about your dentist appointment. You've been putting it off. Brightside Dental makes it quick and easy, like a no-huddle offense for your smile. If you've been putting off that visit, you want to start the new year with a brighter smile, Brightside Dental. $35 new patient special. If your current dentist can't see you, Brightside can, often same day. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Stan Campbell, get to the phones. Phones and text at 248-539-9797. Let's get to Steve in Taylor. Steve, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing all right.
Great. Hey, I'll do a couple. I'll go really fast. Can we say that? And one overreaction. Can we say that maybe Dan Campbell should pass that board back upstairs? Because you guys, everybody on this radio station last week said that the strength of Philadelphia was up the middle and the weak part for Detroit were the two interior linemen. And what does he do on three or four times? He runs directly at their strength and our weakness and got stopped on all those occasions. That's number one. Number two, I think we could probably say, can we say that maybe J-Mo might have been a problem sign? I said it at the time. I didn't like spending that kind of money on a receiver. They took Tesla. And how much longer can you put up with this nonsense? It could cost you a game. It could have last night cost them a game. I mean, it didn't. But, enough is enough. And then the overreaction is the Lions season is done. From this standpoint, I think they could still make the playoffs. But let's be realistic, with this current configuration, there's no way Goff with this line is going to be able to win four games and go to the Super Bowl. So that's what the whole season's about, and I think it's over at this point. Thanks, and I'll listen.
All right, thanks, Steve. Yeah, there's a lot to get to there. No, I don't want John Morton calling the plays. I'm okay with Dan doing it. I agree with Steve and disagree with Dan in regards to running up the middle, where you've got Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, who were manhandling the interior of that offensive line. And I mean, it just, I liked how Graham made him pay on that first tip pass where it ended up being an interception. When a guy jumps like that, what do you, as an offensive lineman, what do? You either punch him in the belly because he gets their hands down, or you attack their chest and you dump them on the back of their head, hoping it sends a message. You do it again, you're going to get dumped on your head every single time. I'm not sure either of those guys really care getting dumped on their head. Nope. So, but in terms of running right up the middle, I agree that I don't know that that was the best plan of attack. And I also have major doubts. I don't think that they're, I do think they'll be in the postseason. I don't think they're going to miss the postseason. But I have major doubts that they're going, that they're talented enough, good enough up front to be able to get to the Super Bowl.
To win four straight playoff games. I agree with this assessment. Like, we're not going to cancel the season. I want to get in front of the ticket texters, the people who text in and say that, that it's doomsday today. No, it's just an honest assessment, guys. We're all watching the same football team.
Yeah.
Let's get to Scooter. You're on 97.1.
What's going on, fellas? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a couple things I got to say. One, my overreaction was when I seen Jared Goff with the gloves on, I knew it was bad then. But that's the funny part. But realistically, every game now is must win because it's really going to come down to Thanksgiving and Christmas. We got to take care of our division. If we take care of our division, we'll be okay. We got to get one playoff game at the house.
Because
we can't go on the road for all three.
Oh, you're right. Got to beat Green Bay on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And you're looking up at Chicago right now. Got to play them at the end of the season in Week 18. And all the division games are going to matter. So throw Christmas Day in there, too.
Yeah. It's funny that he said that about Jared Goff's gloves. When I saw him come out with both gloves on, I thought, I don't like it. I've had quarterbacks do that. Danny Werfel. Now, completely different level. Danny Werfel from Jared Goff. But he would wear the two gloves. He would wear them all the time. I don't like it in that situation, but I'm not going to question him. He knows what he needs to do to go out there and be successful.
You see him with the hamburger helper mitts, though, and
yeah,
it's
I just don't know how they can get as good of a feel on the ball as they need.
Yeah, he was not accurate. A lot of that was the pressure, but
most of it was the pressure.
Andrea and Monroe, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Okay, so I know I'm a stereotypical Detroit fan. It was the refs. It was the officials. But come on, pass interference. Is this the NFL?
That was a horrible call at the end of the game where A.J. Brown drew the pass interference. That was horrific. I agree with you. But it didn't.
Yeah.
It cost them an opportunity. But I don't know that they would have done anything with that opportunity.
Of course we would have. We're Detroit. If it could have, would have, should have happened, we would have.
But, Andrea, I watched all day. This team really struggled to move the ball. I don't think they magically get it right at the end. And I agree it was a blown call. It was a bad call. It should never have been called pass interference.
Yeah.
But if we're going to sit here and complain about a possession that could have, would have, should have, you know what I'm going to bring up? Right before the half.
Yeah.
When Dan Campbell
didn't call timeout,
he had three timeouts. AJ Brown for you guys watched the game, but AJ Brown picks up a first down at the 5 with a minute 12 to go. Use your timeout so you get a possession before the half, so you can go 2-for-1. Campbell instead just lets the clock run out. You want an extra possession in a close football game? Blame your head coach for throwing one away at halftime. And again, I'm not trying to take away from her call because she's right. The officiating needs to be better at the end of the game.
Right.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, guys, unfortunately, none of us are millionaires.
Ah.
I know. A single Mega Millions ticket purchased in Georgia matched all six numbers drawn Friday night to win that jackpot worth an estimated $980 million.
Only one ticket.
Only one ticket.
Come on. That's a selfish individual.
Right? Maybe it's a club. right? That's how they'll say they're winning it, right? It was our lottery club. Yeah. The jackpot has an estimated cash value of $452.2 million.
Wow.
So drawings for the Mega Millions are on Tuesdays and Friday nights. So good luck tomorrow to win a measly, I don't know, couple million bucks.
That's all.
That's all.
Yeah, Powerball's up there, though, right?
It's getting up there, I think.
That one didn't get one yet. It's above 500.
It's still going. Yeah. Jack White will headline the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving halftime show. It's funny, we were just talking about this last week, and then the news broke. Of course, White is fresh off his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction with the White Stripes, and it comes on the heels of last week's news that Eminem and his manager, Paul Rosenberg, will now kind of plan the Thanksgiving Day shows through 2027. Mm-hmm. So pretty cool. Another Detroit native, gospel singer CeCe Winans, will perform the national anthem. Winans has won 17 Grammy Awards. Beautiful singer, apparently.
That's cool. Yeah.
Including two earlier this year for the best gospel album. And then there's some other halftime shows at other games you may want to tune into as well. Post Malone is going to be doing the Dallas Cowboys Kansas City Chiefs game, and then Lil John, will perform at the Ravens Bengals game. So
okay,
all right,
yeah. Some others to tune into.
Hear about halftime. There you go.
Yeah, some people do, and only do.
Yes.
Detroit police are searching for the suspect in an alleged shooting that happened at an unsanctioned barber shop at a Detroit high school. So police say a member of the janitorial staff was giving a 20-year-old man a haircut at Charles Wright High School after hours. And sometime during that appointment, someone opened fire, fatally shot the 20-year-old. Detroit police say the suspect is not in custody, and they're looking for tips. The school district did release a statement as well, basically noting that there's no indication that any students from the high school or staff were involved in the conflict or were targeted, and they are cooperating fully with law enforcement. Jelly Roll did something for the first time in a long time, and it's something that I've seen happen in my house. Yes, he shaved his face, but he hasn't shown anyone what he looks like yet.
Oh, really?
He did it for his wife, and his wife kind of like released a video of her face watching him. And as he shaved it into all sorts of different looks.
Which is
what I was referring to at home. Like when Colin will shave his face, sometimes he'll just walk around with either a goatee or like these crazy long
sideburns.
Or like chops.
Yeah, like something ridiculous, but it'll keep it for, you know, a half hour and then
he won't leave the house. It's just for your benefit.
Yes.
Wait till the kids get a little bit older and they become even more creative.
Yes. So he hasn't shown his face yet, but his wife said it's not a terrible look.
It's not a ringing endorsement.
No.
Hey, your face, grow it back.
Not terrible. Finally, a poll says that this year, Americans will spend about $1,000 on Thanksgiving. That's for travel, for food, and other expenses. So the breakdown is $293 on travel, whether that's gas, plane tickets, or hotels, $175 on food, $110 on drinks, $83 on decorations.
Wow.
Oh.
You know, like the centerpieces and tablecloths and things. And then $291 on other random stuff.
That's an expensive day.
It is.
Yeah. Well, it's
the travel will get you.
Yeah, the travel adds up fast.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll keep talking about the Lions. Want to hear from you guys. Phones and texts, 248-539-9797. Lot to discuss. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit. Heather here. Verizon wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, think again. Not only do they let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan, and everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. Plus, when you mention hearing this radio ad, Verizon will give you up to $50 towards an in-store gift just for bringing in your bill for review. Visit your local Detroit Verizon store today for a better deal. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. No purchase necessary for gift. Limit 50 redemptions per store and one per customer. Apple products excluded. No credit for redemption less than $50. Additional terms apply. See www.verizon.com/switch-2-verizon/.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Dan Miller on the call, J-Mo with the touchdown, and J-Mo with the penalty.
So frustrating. But I will say this.
Took a point off the board.
Okay, it took a point off the board, but I don't know, even if there was no wind, when that ball left the foot.
It was bad.
It was not. It was going to be pushed right. It was already right.
But from a standpoint, if you got a chance to take the lead.
Yes.
And you made it harder on your kicker in the elements.
Yes.
It's the most J-Mo play ever. It's, wow, look, no one can catch this guy. In a league full of world-class athletes, no one can catch this guy.
Right.
And then you're, damn it, you idiot. Why did you do that?
Yeah.
And it was a very frustrating night for the Lions. That was their measuring stick game. How do you stack up? They don't.
No,
they don't. John, money downs. Got to have it. Third and fourth down. 3 of 18, 0 for 5 on fourth down. I asked you point blank to start the show why'd they lose that game, and I think you were spot on with your answer. The offensive line got dominated by the Eagles' defensive line. Jared Goff, under pressure. Jared Goff, not good enough. I mean, there's a million other things. I don't love how Dan Campbell ended the first half with all three timeouts. I think J-Mo throwing a point away is careless in a game that's going to be tight, right? There's all kinds of things you can point to in this football game, but it's at its most basic level, Detroit cannot handle high-end defensive fronts. They will have to win four of those games in the playoffs to win a Super Bowl because they're not getting the one seed.
No, and at best, you'll have one at home.
Yeah.
And that's if you go and win the division.
Which is not a gimme.
No.
They're not in the playoffs right now.
No, they're third in the division right now behind Green Bay and the Bears. The
damn Bears. Let's get to the phones. Kevin and Macomb, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, so a couple things. So, for one, that Jahmyr Gibbs pick is looking better and better every day on the positive. On the negative, though, I'd have to say the stat of the night was Isaac Tesla, zero targets, and that's with the Lions without LaPorta. I just think that's going to be an indictment for the whole season, in my opinion. And now that these last two draft classes that Holmes has had, it's just been awful, in my opinion. The guy from Ohio State that they drafted, that defensive tackle, I mean, I don't even know if he's on the field sometimes.
Well, he showed up in the short yardage early. But I think your bigger point, Kevin, is a good one. Like, on a night where Jalen Phillips is wrecking the edge for a third round pick, Detroit used three thirds on a guy who can't even get the football.
And Laporta's not even playing. So
right.
It's like you would think that he maybe get out there. And I mean, Laporta is just invaluable in my opinion. I mean, I've heard some callers and people on the radio station say they would be okay with letting him go and not paying him. And I just think it's this game again, once again, and like last year, there was a couple games where he wasn't then playing. And we need Laporta. He's a valuable asset on our team.
So the latest with him, just so people understand, he's on IR, meaning he's going to miss at least four games. That was one of them. He'll also miss the Giants, Thanksgiving Day with the Packers, and the Cowboys the week after. And it's no gimme he returns for the Rams after that.
Right, yeah, because as I understand, it's a back, right?
Yeah.
Backs can be a little bit weird in terms of recovery and how long or short it takes to recover. Now, he's young. Hopefully youth plays a part and he heals quickly. But here's where I think we missed him the most. You're 0 for 5 on fourth downs. Now, not all of those were runs, but his ability, and Dan Campbell has talked about this, Sam Laporta in the run game as a blocker is really good. And there was one of them, and I can't remember which one it was. It was earlier in the game where, hey, everybody's pinching down to try and be able to pick up the first down, and it's Amon-Ra St. Brown that is left with blocking, cutting off the defensive end. Yeah. If he's not there in that position and it's Laporta, I think you might end up with the first. You actually convert one, and then who knows what happens. So I'm who knows if Sam Laporta would have played, if there'd have been anything different, but I do think that it is costly in a number of different ways. The pass game, certainly, but also in the run game.
Keith in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Two thoughts. Well, first, Dan Campbell got to go for the points. When the weather's like it is, you were at the 30-yard line, kick the field goal. And then the second thing is, I agree, Sam Laporta, on them short passes, he catches it and get up the field. And thirdly, they played a hell of a defensive game to win this game. And I think the schedule fits the Lions now. They didn't went through the rough part of it. And they got three games at home. They can win all three games at home. And they're going to beat Chicago. I think Chicago is playing a lot of their wins against losing teams. And then, and they're going to beat Minnesota. I think the Lions can go like 12-5 for the season. But they got to get those players back.
But Keith, but then what? Like, fine, they make the playoffs. But then what? You're going to have to face top 10 defenses and elite fronts. And this team has failed each time they faced one.
By that time, you get your lineman back. Okay, on me, I didn't see no jet sweeps yesterday. You don't run at their strength. You run around their strength. And they used Jamo more in the passing game. But they could win, man. I'm just telling you, they got a lot of injuries. Even the backups on the defense is playing like lights out. But they need the offense to get back to linemen. The lineman is the key to the Lions winning. That if they get that line, if they get Mahogany back, and you got a good
Keith.
Team can go far in the playoffs.
They had Mahogany when they faced Green Bay the first time in Kansas City.
That was anomaly, man. That's the first game of the season.
Well, I'm telling you, every time they face a top 10 defense, they get their ass handed to them.
Well, wasn't he there against Minnesota as well?
Yeah, he was there against Minnesota.
So
Minnesota, that was on Morton. They still had a chance to win the game.
Or maybe it's on them for not being good enough. Like, at what point did we just reach that conclusion?
Don't say that, man. Don't say that. Those guys are professionals. And Dan Campbell's a great coach. He's going to get them back in the game. We got to stop with this naysaying. All the Lions ain't doing this. Lions.
Keith, I agree in regards to – I do think that Dan Campbell
– is
a terrific coach.
Me too.
And I think this is a quality team. But when you're talking about being good to possibly being great and winning a Super Bowl, you need a better performance by your offensive line. And when you face those good defensive fronts, the Eagles, and you face the Chiefs, and you face the Packers to start the season, honestly, the only defensive front where I'm looking at it going, okay, I could Cleveland. Say Cleveland, yeah, as just as a defensive front.
Yes.
You just need more from that offensive line, and I do. I'm curious as to why Isaac Tesla is not a part of this offense at all.
248-539-9797. He also, in that phone call, brought up Dan needs to take the points.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of 5 million phone calls we take today making that point.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'll say. If he takes the points, only two of them were in field goal range. They do not win the game. This team has gotten where they've gotten, division champs back-to-back years, NFC title game a couple years ago, by going for it. They needed to convert. They needed to execute. You had 5 chances on 4th and manageable. 0-for-5. You have to execute. You get one in the red zone, it makes up for all the other misses. They could not execute. Now, I got issues with how Dan Campbell ended the half with all 3 timeouts. Mm-hmm. I do have a question for you, John. The fake punt. It was pointed out the Eagles left their starting D line and linebackers right on the field. They weren't going to be fooled. As a head coach, do you have to wave off the fake punt when you see that?
No, it doesn't come from the head coach.
Okay, does Dave Phipp?
It doesn't come from Dave Phipp. It comes in coaching before the game even starts, and you tell everybody on that punt team, hey, if they leave their defensive front in there, if our starting offensive line can't block them, we don't expect you to either. So you call off the fake punt, you kick the ball, and you live to put your defense out there that has been really good.
Yep. And that's we'll say it again, say it a million times today. Man, did they waste a great defensive performance. They came out, sudden change, short field, stop after stop after stop, and gave them chance after chance after chance.
And I don't know who was the one that calls that off. I don't think it's Jack Foss. I gotta believe it's Grant Stewart, the one that's getting the ball. He's probably the one with the cadence and everything. And so as soon as you see that starting defensive front out there, hey, whatever the word is, you call that word and you punt the ball.
We said it. There are no shortage of things to complain about, to be unhappy about. It's a measuring stick game. They didn't measure up. We'll get more of your phone calls, your feedback. 702 Overreact Jim. Some stories from around the NFL and college football. It's 97.1. Guys, it is the Red Tag Sales event at Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Check out the 2026 Equinox LT. It's sporty, efficient, and ready for every weekend. You can lease one starting at $279 a month with $999 down for GM employees and immediate family members. Find yours today, MoranExpress.com. Visit Moran Chevrolet on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile on Clinton Township. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together. Let's drive. Yeah, that was a theme. Under pressure, Jared Goff, 1 of 14 when pressured. Measuring stick game. We all saw it. They're not there. Let's get to the phones. We got Overreact Jim's at 702. Chris, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to give my opinion before going to work. I love Goff. He's not the answer. He's an in-pocket passer quarterback. Once the offensive line collapses, Goff collapses. They should have went more with the run game or rely on Williams. St. Brown's not the answer either. I'm sorry to say that.
Well, so, Chris, I don't disagree with you. I do think Goff can be the answer, but knowing what he needs, I think that actually this game was lost back in March and April. When you didn't address the offensive line, you lose a guard and then you have a center that retires, but you don't address it except for a 6th-round pick and a 2nd-round pick and a 12-year vet that is playing out of position.
Yeah, I agree with you on that too. You got to remember Philadelphia's got 2 All-American college national champ on their D-line also, which makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and that way, it's a nightmare matchup. Their strength is our weakness, and you saw it play out for 4 quarters.
And
yep.
What was the number one reason why they were Super Bowl champs last year?
Their front.
Defense.
Yeah, their defensive front dominated Kansas City.
Yeah, to your point about Jared Goff, 14 of 37 for the game.
Right. Not great. And okay, there's enough blame to go around. Certainly some of it lands on Jared Goff's shoulders. But I don't know what you expect him to do when as soon as he sets to throw the ball, even on a five-step drop,
he's dead.
He's got somebody in his face or he's already taking a hit. A lot of those incompletions, and because his numbers are going to look terrible for the game. A lot of those incompletions are him just getting rid of the ball so that they don't lose yardage and take a sack.
And I know the guy said they should have run the ball more. 21 carries, 74 yards, 3.5 yards a carry. They just weren't getting a push.
Right.
So you're right. And as bad as Goff's numbers look, a couple Jahmyr Gibbs screen passes.
Oh yeah.
Have boosted.
Yeah. What was it? 14 completions and he's with 255 yards.
Yeah. It was pretty rough, John. And here's the truth, though. The Lions are who they are. They're going to go for it on fourth down. Goff is who he is. He's not going to handle pressure because he's not mobile. Well, how do you help Goff? How do you convert those fourths? You have to be not good, great up front on the offensive line. They are not a great offensive line. Therefore, all the other problems. Why are they going for it so much? We weren't complaining when they were converting him.
Yeah.
Well, they're not converting him because Goff can't escape and because he's under siege.
And when you're on the 6-yard line, it's fourth and goal, and you're going for it. You're going for it because you believe that your all-world right tackle is now. I don't expect him to be perfect, but in that situation, that's why he's making the big money.
That exactly. That stung for so many reasons. One, you didn't get it right. Two, it's your franchise right tackle who gets beat.
Mm-hmm.
And three, the guy who beats him is an addition made by an aggressive general manager in Philadelphia. Let's get to Mike. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. I just had a couple of points, and then I will listen. The JMO penalty, it only cost us 1 point. And tell me that there haven't been celebrations in the NFL that were significantly longer than that one. More in depth at that one. I hate the rule. I don't think it's unsportsmanlike conduct. Why do we penalize these guys for trying to have fun?
Because you can't use the goalpost. Everyone knows that.
Okay. The Brian Branch hit. Same deal. Every time Brian Branch lays the wood to somebody,
it was helmet to helmet.
Mike,
it's helmet to helmet.
Yeah, I'm not going to blame the officials on that one either. I went as soon as it happened. I'm like, that's a flag, and there it was.
Okay. Okay, maybe I saw it differently then. But the 0 for 5 on fourth downs, I think, and I know you guys have talked about it a bunch, if we take the points in the two that were available and then use one of the best punters in the NFL to flip the field
sure.
in a game
sure.
where our defense is playing out of their minds, maybe things turn out differently.
They're in a position to win it with a field goal late. Now, I get what you're saying, Mike. I do.
Yeah.
They're in a position where a field goal wins the game late if they took those points earlier. They got to convert them.
Yep.
You can't go 0-for-5 on fourth down, and this team very rarely fails that frequently
right.
on money downs. I mean, take third and fourth down. 3 of 18?
It's not good enough to win a game.
And, John, they weren't third and a million. They wasn't third and 10 or third and 12. It was third and 4, third and 3, fourth and 1, fourth and 2.
On a day where your defense does play at a level that should have been a win. That was a winning performance on defense.
Texts 248-539-9797. Goff never steps up in the pocket. He can't take pressure. We need a more mobile quarterback. And Randy says Goff is the reason for the season. He's a granny in a uniform.
I wholeheartedly disagree with that. But you have to know your personnel. And the personnel says, hey, Goff is not mobile. So what do we have to do for a statue in the pocket? You have to protect him. And I'll even go back to what I said just a few minutes ago. I think this game was lost back in February, March, and April. When you don't address the offensive line with free agency, I know they got Ratledge in the draft, but you have to protect Jared Goff. In their losses, Green Bay to start the season, Minnesota, this one, he had zero time to throw the ball.
John and Wixom, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Great show. I just wanted to make a couple comments here about the loss.
I mean, first of all, let's just say Detroit could win the Super Bowl and we'd still have something to complain about somehow. But the game yesterday, yeah, we lost. It was a measuring stick game. It's what you do after that game that I think we have the right people to turn this ship around, like Dan Campbell, number one. That practice this week, I would not want to be part of. I'm sure, John, you can probably explain this better than anyone. After a loss, you're going to reflect. You're going to learn. You're going to get better. You're going to decide and determine where you improve and how much you improve by the actions of the following week. I pity the next team we play because we will beat the living crap out of those guys.
But John, okay, but John, what does that prove beating down a coachless Giants team?
And respectfully, it's the Giants. And respectfully here, I'm sick of like we're going to bounce back and this will be good for us. To win a Super Bowl, you can't lose and then bounce back. You have to win four consecutive games. It's not enough to go, well, we'll learn from this. Why didn't they learn from Minnesota?
Right.
Why didn't they learn from Kansas City? Why didn't they learn from Green Bay? Those are the three best defenses they've faced this season.
Well, and here's the issue. You lose to Minnesota the way that you did. You got owned at both lines of scrimmage. Now, you didn't get owned on the defensive line of scrimmage this game, but you did on the offensive side of things, and you bounced back against Washington. And we all love that Dan Campbell was calling plays. But now it is you lose to Philly, and if you bounce back against the New York Giants, who cares?
Right. Because then you're going to get Green Bay.
And that's the next test. That's the one that you have to pass.
Must win. Have to win. They called this a must win. Right? Aiden Hutchinson said in the week leading up, like, this is a must win. It was a must win if they were going to get the one seed. Now they are 2.5, call it 3 games back. They're not getting the one seed. Now, that doesn't mean you cancel the season, but let's say that out loud what it means. It means they have to win 4 consecutive playoff games. You can't lose one and then go back to practice and talk about the mentality of this team because it will be the off season. We'll get to overreact, Jim's coming up next. College and pro, some of the biggest storylines from the weekend in sports. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.